Title: Amen Break Sourcing and Prep Masterclass Using Arrangement View Intermediate. All right, let's get into it. Today we're doing an intermediate level Amen Break Masterclass in Ableton Live, specifically using Arrangement View, and we're treating the Amen like what it really is in drum and bass and jungle. Not just a loop, but a whole production system you can reuse across tracks. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a properly warped Amen that actually loops at 174 without flamming, a transient layer that gives you modern punch, a small slice toolkit you can grab from any time, and a short arrangement that feels like a record, not like a two-bar loop copy-pasted for a minute. And we're doing the surgery in Arrangement View on purpose. Session View is great, but Arrangement View is where fast ENB editing becomes obvious, visual, and commit-friendly. First, project setup so nothing fights you later. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern drum and bass. Hit Tab to make sure you're in Arrangement View. Now go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. This matters because you don't want Ableton guessing the groove for you and dropping weird warp markers everywhere. Set your default warp mode to Beats. For drums, Beats is home base. We want crisp transients, not smeared hits. Create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Amen Main. Duplicate ready. Then another audio track called Amen Transient. Create a return track for Parallel Dirt, or just plan to resample to an audio track later. And optionally make a drum bus group or at least a routing target called drum bus. Even if you don't use it right away, it keeps your session organized like a real production template. Cool. Now sourcing the Amen. Quick reality check. Source it legally and ethically. Use a reputable pack or licensed library. You want the cleanest, most workable version you can find, because processing exaggerates problems. If it's already crushed, facey, or drenched in reverb, you're going to spend your creative energy fixing instead of building. When you audition Amens, don't just think does it sound classic. Think what job is this Amen doing? If it's a foundation Amen, your main groove, you want a clearer kick and snare relationship, less noise and consistent hats. This is the one that can sit under a big bass without turning the low end into soup. If it's a character Amen, texture layer, it can be noisier, crunchier, more room tone. That one can be magic behind a clean kit, but it's not always the best main layer. And if it's a fill Amen, basically just for chopping, it can even be lower quality if it has exciting ghost notes, flams, and weird little moments, because you'll cut it up and mask it in the mix anyway. Here's a super fast test. Loop two bars of the Amen and put a sub bass note underneath, even just a simple sign. If the low end instantly turns to mush, that Amen probably isn't your foundation. Use it as mid-high character instead. That one choice saves you a lot of mixing pain later. All right, drag your chosen Amen into Amen Main in Arrangement. Now we warp. This is where the difference between amateur and pro really shows up. Click the clip so it opens in Clip View. Turn Warp on. Set Warp Mode to Beats. Preserve should be Transients. Transient Loop Mode. Start with Off. If you get weird gaps, you can try Forward later, but don't overcomplicate it yet. Now find the true first downbeat. Usually it's the first kick transient that actually feels like the start, not necessarily the first bit of noise in the file. Zoom in. Locate that real first kick. Right-click it and choose Set 1.1.1 here. That's you telling Live, this is the start of the bar, don't argue with me. Then right-click again and choose Warp from here, straight. This is the clean, fast way to get the clip roughly correct without planting warp markers all over the place. Now check the end of the phrase. If it's a two-bar Amen loop, the end should land exactly on 3.1.1. If it's drifting, don't panic. Grab the final warp marker and pull it so it lands exactly on the bar line. Your goal is simple. It loops perfectly at 174 while keeping the feel. Do a sanity check. Loop it in Arrangement using the loop braces and listen at the loop point. If you hear a flam, like a double hit or a little stumble, your start marker or your end warp is off. Fix that now. Don't keep building on a loop that doesn't loop. Extra coaching tip. Check alignment at multiple points, not just the beginning. Check the start, then the snare on beat 2, then the snare on beat 4, then the end of bar 2. If only the end is wrong, it's often one late transient pulling the stretch. Fix the one problem. Don't warp the whole break to death. Next, we tighten timing without killing groove. This is micro-warping, not quantizing. The Amen's magic is the pushes and pulls. If you iron it flat, you'll get something that's technically on grid but emotionally dead. Zoom in around the snares. Typically you've got that backbeat on 2 and 4. If one snare is noticeably late, and it's making the loop feel messy at 174, add a warp marker there and nudge it slightly earlier. Small moves, 5 to 15 milliseconds can beat enough. That is a tiny nudge, but it can completely change how the brake sits with a modern bassline. Be careful with the kick. If the kick feels soft, don't automatically move it. Often the fix is layering, not timing. If you want a bit of modern tightness, you can use the groove pull, but do it after warping. Try a subtle swing, 5 to 15%. We're not trying to turn jungle into a hip-hop shuffle. We're just adding a controlled human feel if it needs it. Now we clean the low end and prep for layering. On Amen Main, add EQ8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 HC, steep slope. That's rumble removal, not tone shaping. If it's boxy, dip gently around 250 to 400 HC by 1 to 3 dB. If it's dull, a tiny shelf lift around 8 to 12 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB, can help, but don't hype it into harshness. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch, 0 to 10, taste. Boom, be careful. Boom can fight your sub instantly, so treat it like a luxury, not a requirement. Transients, plus 5 to plus 20, to bring back snap after any processing. Then a utility. Keep width under about 120%. Honestly, brakes can get facey fast. If the Amen is noisy wide, try narrowing to 80 to 100%. Key rule, the Amen should not own the sub. In drum and bass, your bass is the star down there. The brake supports, it doesn't dominate. Now we build a transient layer, the clean punch layer. Duplicate Amen Main and rename the copy Amen Transient. On Amen Transient, EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 HC. We're removing low clutter so this layer is mostly attack and presence. If you need more crack, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHC. Then a gate. The goal is to reduce tails and noise between hits, so the layer feels punchy and consistent. Set the threshold so it closes between hits, without chopping the transients off. Attack very fast, around 0.1 to 0.5 milliseconds. Hold 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. You're listening for clean, controlled cutoffs. Then a saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the transient layer read on smaller speakers and keeps it solid when the mix gets dense. Now blend Amen Transient with Amen Main. Teacher tip here. Don't set and forget. Mute Amen Transient. Listen. Then unmute. If it suddenly sounds modern and forward, you're doing it right. If it gets harsh and papery, back it off or EQ it softer. The transient layer should feel like a spine, not like a second drummer. Next, slicing the Amen in arrangement. This is the jungle editing zone. Take a 2-bar region of the Amen in arrangement. You're going to split at key points. Use Ctrl or CMD plus E to split. Split at kick starts, at snares, and at those classic ghost note clusters that give the Amen its personality. Now build variations. Keep bar 1 mostly original so the listener gets a stable groove. In bar 2, do one or two changes so it feels alive. Here are a few DNB-friendly edits that work constantly. Snare lift. Copy a snare transient and place it 1/16 before beat 2. It creates anticipation without sounding like a fill. Kick pickup. Copy a kick and place it 1/16 before the downbeat. Instant forward motion. Stutter fill. Grab a 1/16 slice and repeat it 3 or 4 times right before a drop or transition. But keep it intentional. If you do it every 8 bars the exact same way, it becomes predictable in a bad way. If you do it with slight variations, it becomes a signature. And crucial technical note, clean edits need click-free results. Use fades. Tiny fades, 1 to 5 milliseconds, on your chopped auto. If a slice loses punch, don't make the fade longer. Move the cut point slightly earlier, so the transient stays intact. Then do your tiny fade. That's the pro move. Also, check your edits in mono at low volume sometimes. If the snare thins out or disappears compared to stereo, you've got phase weirdness from layering, widening, or misalignment. Fix it now before you print anything. Now let's talk advanced variation ideas, because this is where your Amen stops sounding like everybody else's. Ghost relocation. Take a ghost note cluster, duplicate just that slice, and nudge it later by 1/32nd, while leaving the backbeat alone. Suddenly the groove feels lazier and rollier without dragging the main hits. Crossfade it so it's seamless. Control double snare energy, instead of a cheesy retrigger. Create a microflam. Copy a snare transient, place it 10 to 25 milliseconds before the main snare, and turn it down by 6 to 12 dB. You feel urgency, but you don't hear oh that's a flam. Call and response logic. Make bar a stable, close to the original. Make bar B with an altered hat pattern plus one extra kick or ghost. Then alternate A-B-A across four bars. That feels composed, not random. Hat theft. Steal the hat run from one part of the amen and lay it over a different kick and snare placement. The listener hears continuity, but the groove underneath is evolving. Rotation trick. Duplicate the two-bar clip and offset its start by an eighth or a quarter note, but keep alignment by slicing. It fakes a new break while staying in the same sonic world. This is huge for getting more mileage out of one amen. All right, let's build an actual arrangement. 16 to 32 bars that behaves like a track. Here's a practical 32-bar mindset, but you can do it in 16 if you want. Bars 1 to 8, intro, DJ friendly. Use a filtered amen. Add auto filter, low pass 12 or 24 dB. Start around 2 to 4kHz and slowly open it. Keep it restrained. Let the groove tease. Bars 9 to 16, build. Bring in the full amen layers. Add small edits every two bars. Not a fill every bar, just tiny changes so energy moves. Bar 17, the drop. Full spectrum amen plus your bass. Do a mute trick. Drop the amen out for 1/8 note right before the first downbeat. That tiny moment of negative space makes the drop hit harder than any extra distortion will. Bars 17 to 24, main drop pattern, stable. Keep it rollable. Bars 25 to 32, escalation. Either your fills get denser, or you switch to your bar B variation more often. One key teacher note, pick one signature edit and repeat it predictably. The listener learns it, and it feels like an identity, not chaos. And arrange with your bass in mind. If the bass phrase ends with a long-held note, that's where a busier amen fill makes sense. If the bass is already doing gymnastics, use a negative fill, remove a hit or two so the bass can speak. Pre-drop air gap done properly. Don't mute everything. Keep a tiny tail, like one hat tail, or a whisper of room noise, or keep only your distorted mid-band super quiet. It maintains continuity while still creating impact. Now bus processing and blue. So it sounds like a record. This audio version is shortened for playback.